welcome to taste test round three.
Round three.
Yeah, well, we did a taste test with like mini. We called it small bites, where we took like clips of us trying food at various points during the day and like smushed them all together. So this is the third one.
Yes.
And for this, we are going to be doing hopefully a recurring theme, mm-hmm. which is the weirdest things we can find at Vittles. We should probably go around and say all of our names. I am Erica.
Hi, I'm Mike.
I'm Kenneth.
I'm Danielle.
We're really scared about this because there's some pretty weird stuff at Vittles. So Vittles has been kind of revamping their store recently. Have you guys noticed that? They're like getting a lot of new products and like kind of weird stuff. You haven't noticed?
I have not.
Oh, well, I've noticed. Maybe I go there too frequently. But so they started out with this weird new smoothie machine.
They had this milkshake machine my freshman year. Well,
really?
Your freshman year, too. And then, because I remember that, like, one of the people who lived on my floor, like, loved this. And then I remembered it was exactly 600 calories per container, so.
And, like,
absurd.
You guys can't see this container, but it's a very small container.
It's like a normal drinking glass worth of milkshake, which...
Like a Bud Light plastic cup.
Yeah. Well, let's
yeah.
Should I not mention Bud Light in this
on
this podcast?
It's fine. Do you want to read the name of the product?
Yeah, what is it called?
It's called Freal. That's a warning sign.
That's FREAL.
Yes. Limited edition milkshake. Wait, are we starting with this then? Pumpkin milk, pumpkin cheesecake. So I think there's a machine at Vittles. And you take it from the freezer there, and then you put it...
Yeah, it's like ceremonious.
It's really weird. So there's like a freezer next to this big blue machine, and you open up the freezer, and you pick your little Freal milkshake pack, and you tear off the top, and then you put it in this weird machine that like... It's
ascends.
Like a cup. It's like a cup that you put the other cup in, and then it ascends into the top of the machine.
I don't know what happens
to it
there.
A little progress bar on the bottom.
Oh my.
Are you excited for your milkshake? It's
coming. You can almost
taste
it.
And like, I'm just like, oh my god, this is the weirdest. This is like weirder than a soda fountain.
Yeah.
Like, this is probably what when soda fountains first
came
to be. Like, people were probably as freaked out as we were watching this happen.
It's for real.
Where does it come from?
The construction of this machine. The pitch to sell this product must have
been. Yeah, they were
ridiculous.
Probably on Shark Tank.
So this product is like fancy enough to have a description on the cup. It says, it's that time of year again, the time to break out the sweaters and revel in the cool air. It's fall. Celebrate with a shake that honors this season. Creamy, rich pumpkin ice cream wraps around decadent cheesecake, guaranteeing a seasonal sensation in every sip.
So
drink
let's
fall.
See if this
drink
honors
fall.
Or disgraces the season.
Let's do color and smell first.
Yeah.
So it's off-white, an eggshell, if you will.
Yes.
Egg
they tried
shell.
To put orange in there, but it's not succeeding.
Yeah, it's vaguely like. Like it's a little pumpkin pie-ish.
It smells like pumpkin cheesecake.
It smells
yeah.
like this thing I put in my hair.
Oh.
It like
that's to you.
It smells
no,
like
that's
a
what it smells
yeah.
like.
Yeah. It's very eggy, kind of cream cheese-ish.
I smell the cheese for sure,
mm-hmm.
but the cheesecake.
Alright, you wanna try it?
Also all the
clicking
like,
turns
you hear
into
is because we took it out of the case and I gave everyone spoons and mugs and I put it in separate things. Anyways, yeah, let's take a taste of this.
Right. Oh my god.
Not bad.
It's so sweet.
It's very
it's
sweet.
Really sweet.
It tastes like eggnog.
Yeah. I see that. It's very, very pumpkin, like the stereotypical pumpkin flavor. I'm not mad at it.
I just only
I'm really
taste
not.
Sugar.
This is much better
yeah.
than I thought it was going to be.
I thought it would just be horrible. It's not that bad.
I could finish it.
I can do this. 600 calories freaks me out for that
That's...
small of a container.
I think
like,
we...
What am I eating that is so calorically dense?
I think we can only do it because we're like... kind of gingerly scooping bits of it into our mouths with spoons.
Yeah, I can't imagine getting this because you can.
I can't drink a whole one.
So on this machine, you can like choose the thickness setting. So we got regular thickness because we just wanted like a generic approach to this very strange product. But I can't like imagine having that whole thing on like thick and sipping it through a straw.
Oh my god.
That's like when I go to Good Stuff. Like I don't understand how people get the normal size.
I
it's
have
humongous.
To share it if I get a normal size. I can't.
Anyway, Anyways.
It's like for a sad day when... but it's also yeah, not the like... right way to correct a sad day.
Yeah.
It's yeah, just, like you could do a Ben and Jerry's. You could do a Ben and Jerry's carton. Yeah. Much
this more is like a good one of those, stuff.
Like, it's been the worst day. I deserve this.
But no, you don't.
I
but
no, you don't. I shouldn't do this to you.
I'm not a fan. It's just too sweet for me. It leaves a really weird taste in my mouth. I don't hate it.
I could respect its existence, but I don't think I would frequent this product.
Mm-hmm. Like, if someone got this, I'd be like, I understand.
Like, okay.
But you should have gotten Ben and Jerry's. Okay. All right, so final thoughts. Does grace or reverence to fall in this product?
Reverence.
Disgrace.
I feel like there's...
I don't really like pumpkin anyway. I'm kind of biased.
Well, good thing you weren't here for our first taste test.
Compared to, like, the stereotype of, like, artificial pumpkin flavors, I think it kind of falls right in that vein.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This isn't the worst thing I've ever eaten.
Yeah, I feel like there's more ways to disrespect the fall season than this product.
Yeah. We can talk about that on the second podcast.
There's a lot of history.
We
love
deep.
We're going to go deep on that. So this next product, this is a new line that Vittles has brought in. It's called Sexy Pop. Have you guys seen like, what's the
Skinny
other
Pop?
Called? Skinny Pop. So there's Skinny Pop, Sexy Pop, Smart Pop. All these pops.
Smart food.
I don't think so. Yeah. But smart food, you're right. So it's gourmet popcorn, which is like this new fad in the food world is like gourmet popcorn. But
give me movie theater butter or nothing.
Movie theater butter or nothing.
Actually though.
So this flavor is called Brazilian coconut.
Interesting.
And
very different.
The coconut
from
element,
regular coconuts.
Brazilian.
It's Brazilian.
Oh.
Just kidding, because the ingredients say first of all, apparently there's something called butterfly popcorn. I don't really know how that differs from popcorn. And then the coconut is actually coconut flavor, which is maltodextrin, cane sugar, natural flavor, and sea salt. So that's super vague.
Yeah.
There's no real coconuts in this.
Salt and natural flavor.
I mean, it's pretty
some
natural.
Sort of flavors.
But as compared to the 600 calories
in
that, this is 100 calories for the whole bag.
Also, we forgot to mention that there's like a million ingredients on that pumpkin milkshake.
Yeah.
But it's actually made with ice cream, so.
Alright.
Should we start by smelling?
One point for
can we not talk about this anymore?
This is, it doesn't smell like coconut to me. It just kind of smells like Swedish popcorn. Like,
sweet
not
popcorn.
Swedish, but sweet-ish.
Yeah.
No? It does smell like coconut. No?
Hmm.
Like coconut flakes.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting kettle corn, but then also not getting kettle corn, if that makes sense.
Okay, so now we have to taste it. I'm worried. Like, I don't know how they get the coconut flavor to stick on the popcorn. Actually, I do. It's the artificial powder stuff.
Yeah.
Doritos.
Well, why coconut?
I don't know. Like,
don't they have other ones? There's like mango.
No, they have. They have.
Oh,
they
God,
have
why mango?
Apple, so we can try that one next time.
Yeah.
No.
We can.
We hate ourselves enough. Okay. Thoughts?
Like,
oh, it's very sweet.
It's like popcorn with something else. I don't know. That's really all I've...
It's not coconut, but it's just like a sweet aftertaste.
I don't know if it's just that the pumpkin one canceled out all of my sweet, but I don't taste anything.
Really?
Taking more than one at once, yeah.
I can taste the coconut.
Oh, I like it.
I don't hate it.
Good.
It's smooth. Not overly sweet.
I think if I had to choose between the smart food, cheddar cheese, and this, I'd probably choose this one. Because
I think it would depend on like your mood though.
But eventually like smart food just makes you sad because of all the cheese.
I'm never a huge fan of smart food popcorn. I think like after like 5 kernels it kind of really wears down on me.
I feel like at this point you could have a whole meal that's just popcorn flavors. Daniel's here!
And it's actually blazing.
Daniel, come give us your opinion on this popcorn.
Oh, excellent. I love popcorn. Popcorn is my favorite snack.
Wonderful. You'll be an expert.
Okay,
this
what kind of popcorn is this?
Sexy Pop, Brazilian coconut.
That sounds weird.
Yeah. That's actually not bad. Well, I don't want to skew your impression.
Okay. That is really weird.
Oh, I like it.
I like it too.
It's like artificial kettle corn.
I really don't like the texture. I really don't like the texture.
Yeah,
it's like popcorn's supposed to be kind of crunchy and like crisp.
It's like a little soft. Yeah.
It's like it's weirdly soft in like the wrong way.
Yeah.
I think the flavor is fine.
Yeah.
It tastes like coconut.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is very strange.
It tastes like coconut.
I think it tastes like coconut.
I think coconut.
Like it has coconut flavor in it. Like,
I'll finish this. Oh, we also would like you to try this milkshake.
Oh, cool. What kind of milkshake is this?
Pumpkin cheesecake? By For Real.
Oh, that is really melted. Great.
We lied, it's soup.
Was that horrible?
No,
it's
We said it was not a disgrace to the fall season.
Okay, without looking at the nutrition facts,
guess.
I want you to guess.
You know,
dude, it must have like 600 calories.
Exactly. Wow. 600. Now guess how many grams of sugar it has.
Grams? 45.
Ooh, look now.
Whoa!
Like
67 grams of sugar? 67? How much does this thing weigh? There's no possible way. This? What? Oh my god!
Right?
And that's 10 fluid ounces that has 67 grams of sugar.
And
yeah, okay.
I don't like it.
Okay. Well, I like the way the pumpkin thing tasted.
Yeah.
I think it tasted better than the popcorn.
I think these were good choices.
I would definitely not buy either of these.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we agreed on
actually,
that.
Okay.
Maybe
I
that.
Might buy these.
Yeah?
I might buy the popcorn.
Oh,
what other flavors were
there? They have tons of popcorn. They have tons of flavors. So this like appeared in the shelves of Vittles like last week, the Sexy Pop brand. There's like six flavors. There's like a salt and pepper, like a cheddar one. I actually tried the cheddar one and
I
like
the cheddar one. It was good.
Really? I just like compare it to Smart Food, which is like my the golden standard of snack popcorn.
You missed our conversation on Smart Food.
Oh,
that's
really?
I'm really not a huge fan. I
really
don't enjoy Smart Food.
Oh,
I like Smart Food
don't
for the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, after a while, once you've eaten the entire bag that has eight servings of Smart Food in it, you feel awful, but like
yeah, why don't they sell personal size?
They do. They do in the vending machines, not at Vittles, though.
Oh, see, that's Vittles' problem.
Yep. Vittles, God.
Well, they
sell two bags of Smart Food. There's one that has eight servings and one that has three.
Sure.
I know too much about Smart Food. And the one that has three is like, I think about like 500 calories, whereas the one that has eight is like 800, 900 calories.
So. That's still a lot.
The big one is also very expensive.
It's like $3 and something cents, which is like not unreasonable.
The eight-serving one.
Yeah. It's like,
oh, so here's the nice thing about these two things. Together they were $5.
Oh, so
and
not super expensive.
Us, so everyone just needs to give me $1. I'll back to $5.
Lovely, I can deal with that.
Okay.
Honestly, like this is, compared to all the other For Real milkshakes I've had, though, this is not that great. I've had like three or four different types of them.
Oh my god, you frequent the weird For Real?
No, have you never done it? It's so much fun.
I had
strawberry.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun.
That's like Julia, yeah.
I had strawberry, it was pretty good.
Yeah, no, the strawberry one's good. The cookies and cream one is excellent. The smoothie ones that aren't like actually milkshakes, but like are supposed to be like fruity, are kind of weird. They taste too watery. But like, yeah, most of them are pretty good.
That could be a topic for another taste.
Just like tasting all the For Reals.
Yeah.
No.
You
have to like run from Vittles so
well,
it doesn't like turn into soup.
No. Yeah, it got soupy super fast, I guess.
Super fast. And we even put it in the freezer.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Gross.
So, anyways,
I'm happy it melted.
Final thoughts on weird Vittles finds?
Pleasant surprises. Average surprises.
I was mildly surprised. Like, yeah, both of these were fine. Not gonna buy either of them.
Yeah.
Bought both of them.
Well,
a little sad I did.
There should be more cookie varieties.
There should be more varieties of cookies. You are absolutely right.
Vittles in general?
There are not enough
types
of cookies that aren't just like
those Tate's Bake Shop or whatever.
I like them, but like I don't want to eat them every day.
Yeah, I mean they have like the Oreos, they have
like
the other stuff. No, but like you want more like different kinds of. I know exactly what you mean. You want different kinds of chocolate chip cookies.
Yes.
Like they have like all the chocolate chip cookies they have that aren't just like Chips Ahoy. They don't even have like non mini Chips Ahoy. Yeah, but like all the chocolate chip cookies are like the crunchy ones, and I like crunchy cookies, but I prefer soft cookies.
PSA to Vittles, if anyone from
if you're listening,
if anyone from the Corp has, by some strange happenstance, gotten onto this podcast, please get more cookie variety.
Also make the smoothies at Hilltoss cheaper. They're so expensive.
We could have a whole rant.
Like,
about
I love them, but they're so expensive. Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, that is all for this episode of Taste Test. We will be back with another average surprise next time.
We didn't hate it.
We didn't hate it.
Conclusion, we didn't hate it.